I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, March 23rd. Using astronomy for timekeeping couldn't be more natural. But as human civilization grew and changed, a more regimented, unvarying system became necessary, one that moved away from the natural rhythms to a mechanical and then digital process. However, nature has not gone away. One vestige of using the sun as a timepiece is found on many maps and globes, a figure eight with a small top and a wider, longer bottom called an analemma. This shows the position of the sun at standard 12 noon. It wavers back and forth as well as up and down, indicating the change of the Earth's tilt compared to the sun, giving it its up and down aspect. As we discussed last week, the Earth also changes its speed through the year, which in turn affects the sun's position, which accounts for the analemma's change from left to right. This was known to ancient observers, but became critical during the time when clocks were standardized to local time, which would have to account for the differences through the year. The analemma, then, was a corrective chart to keep noon when the sun reached due south at its highest point in the sky. The moon grows toward full next week, but we'll be watching Mars and Saturn approach each other in the early morning on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.